Hello, everybody, and welcome to Williams Occupational Therapy Q&A session for May 2017. I'd just like to say hello and welcome to all the listeners that might be tuning in later. At the moment, we don't have anybody officially on the call, but we do know, according to our statistics, that people listen into these recordings later on down the track, maybe when they've got a little bit more time up their sleeve. But if anyone joins us halfway through the call, we will take that and answer any questions that might come up. So as a discussion base, what we're going to do in this call is talk about the most recent blog post, which was issued out on the williamsot.com website. And over the last month, we have been discussing the NDIS and how that relates to driver assessments. For people that don't know, the NDIS has been up and running for a few years in South Australia. However, it's only been up to the ages of 16 through the childhood years. But in January 2017, that was rolled out to the 18-year-olds. So the age groups of 16 and 17 came onto the NDIS funding scheme, and the people in that 16-year-old age group have been assessed on management plans, NDIS management plans, and some of those are looking for driver assessments. We've had at Williams Occupational Therapy quite a number of NDIS referrals over the past 6 months, and a lot of those have already turned into assessments. It's been a great pleasure and a great initiative to see that there's a service available for people in this age group to be able to get funding for these assessments. For people that don't know, we really encourage you to get to know the NDIS, and you can do that at the NDIS website. If you just put in NDIS into a Google search or whatever your platform is and search that, the NDIS government website will come up, and you will be able to get to know the NDIS better and get in contact with a plan manager and get yourself onto the NDIS if you're eligible. We can then supply a quote if driving is highlighted as a goal for the client on NDIS. We can supply a quote for assessment and travel as well. So we have been traveling around the state for these NDIS assessments. We have traveled over to the York Peninsula and up into the country, up to the Riverland and all over in regards to doing assessments for clients on an NDIS plan. The quoting has included for conditions such as autism, Asperger's and physical disabilities as well at this stage. But we know that that will increase to incorporate all kinds of conditions as time goes by and as plans get approved. So the best way to move forward with an NDIS plan is to make sure that you highlight driving with your planning coordinator, and that's a big goal for you. Then if you would like to use Williams Occupational Therapy, get in contact with one of our staff members here, and we can supply you with a quote for our services and also for the travel that might be involved. We try and come to you in your home where people feel more at ease, and parents can be there and family members can be there, and we can talk through the issues in a comfortable environment, and then go driving around the environment close to the home. Once we have received the quote, then you would go back to your planning coordinator and present that and seek funding approval for that quote. Once that's been approved, get in contact with Williams Occupational Therapy through either the portal or back in contact with our staff members, and we can book in for that assessment. We will then produce a report for the assessment and then send that off to NDIS, through to the doctors, through to the Department of Transport, and make recommendations of the future driving capabilities related to whatever the medical condition is. We will chase up the payment through the NDIS for that, so it's not an out-of-pocket expense to the client or their family. And that's how the process of NDIS works generally. If we believe that the client needs lessons after that, after the assessment, we can recommend that and include that on the next plan, and we will supply quotes according to what's actually required for that lesson plan. Now, it might be that there's some specific occupational therapy designed lessons that are required, so either learning a modification or learning a specific technique to be able to overcome the medical condition, and that might be a certain series of lessons specific to the medical condition. And then after that, if you're on your learner's license, then you can convert to driving with another driving instructor as required, or on that cheaper plan, just like a typical driver, if that's what's seen as appropriate and that's how it's been assessed. I hope that makes sense. It's a bit of a tricky area, that one, because it's always individual, depending on what the outcomes of the assessment is for the client and how they're going to move forward. But we can re-quote four lessons after the assessment has been completed, and would go through the same process again in regards to applying for funding through the NDIS and getting that reimbursed once the lessons have been taken care of. Nobody has joined us on this call at the moment, so I can't answer any questions. So I'm going to keep it short and sharp and shiny today. If you've got any further questions in regards to the NDIS and driving assessments through Williams Occupational Therapy, then please get in contact with our team. You can either do that by phone on 08-8125-5316. That number again is 08-8125-5316. Or you can email through to Williams Occupational Therapy at williamsot@mail.com, williamsot@mail.com, and we can certainly help you out with any further questions that you've got in regards to driving assessments, which may be possibly funded under the NDIS. We thank you very much for listening in to the Q&A session today, and we look forward to answering your questions in the future.